At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a story about showers, and I just want to say I am very anti-showers. There you go. I don't mean
the
wet
the washing
kind.
Once. Yep.
There's now grandma showers. I think we're just adding things
to celebrate.
To buy gifts for. I think retail comes up with them. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of, there are some holidays where I agree with that.
You're just like, ooh, maybe we do a day of love. And
yeah.
Right. Are you a Valentine's Day as a Hallmark?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
If you love your sig other, you should celebrate them every day. Yeah. February 14th is stupid. Like, because then you can't get a reservation and you're like, ugh, this is dumb. Go on the 15th. The hacks go just whenever, right? You don't go on Valentine's Day, right?
Not often, yeah.
Because it's just love is love.
We usually cook on Valentine's Day and then go out that weekend, whatever the weekend around it is.
But okay, so how do you feel about, I know you're, oh God, you're getting married.
I am.
Are you having showers?
No.
I've never been more proud of you. Yeah. Honest to God, I've never been more proud of
but,
you.
But yeah, like this is where younger me would have been like, I want three showers. I want an engagement party. I want a bridal shower. I want a wedding shower. And I'm just not in that place anymore, but...
You don't need anything, Erica.
To be honest, so I had a family member get married not too long ago and went to the bachelorette party, and then they were talking about the bridal shower there and planning that. And I was like, what's that? I thought this was it. Like, I didn't realize that there was...
That's when you buy him pots or wine glasses.
But then you also do that stuff for the wedding.
Right.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, my family... Like my mom, my sisters, it's like five different locations. All my friends are all over the country at this point. There's no point in being like, can everyone fly to one place? No.
No. Let it go. But now the grandma shower?
I know. Okay. So I think it's silly.
Of course it is. You're a great, like, so this is for when, I'm going to mansplain, a woman is about to be a grandma. Maybe, I guess the theory is you raised your kids.
Mm-hmm. And you're celebrating.
And probably got rid of all the toys you had around the house and blankies and and like a bat. Like, so grandma has a shower to get some
stuff
crap so she can watch the kids. It's like, that's what a pack and play is for. That's what a diaper bag is for. Like,
but
I'm going to bring you the stuff so that you can watch my kid.
I was very against this.
Oh, God.
I was very against this because I'm like, we don't, whatever. But what about families like mine, where my parents both live in different places than most of their grandchildren? So it means, what, do they need to buy stuff for every time the grandkids come to town? What if they
Or the parents supply it?
I know, but being a parent is so expensive.
Yeah, but you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to have a baby.
No.
I would say the grandparents just supply it. If you want the kids overnight, like if you travel with your kids, do you fly with a pack and play?
Sometimes, yeah. But I would say both of my in-laws and my parents both have specific things at their house, like toys,
high chair,
toys, books, all that stuff for the kids. And it's different. So that's what makes it different. Like, it makes it fun to go see Nana or Abuelita or whatever because it's like
you have
they
a different
have that
cool
book.
Bed.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Mm. So I think, so this is good.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's how they get that stuff. It's something different.
You're a grown ass woman or a grown ass man. You can afford your own. Like, you're having grandkids. Buy your own. Buy you the stuff. This is why I didn't have a baby shower. Like,
not
I'm
even
like,
for the first.
No.
Oh, I'll tell
I
you
made
what.
A decision.
Not having a bridal shower. We'll be having a baby shower.
Then don't have a baby. If you're not ready to have a baby, you need me to buy your stuff.
I don't need anyone to buy my stuff. But
then why do I have
you
to?
You guys had a baby shower, right?
We did, yeah. In fact, my wife had a couple because she had friends, same situation, all over the country. And she had friends back in Iowa going, well, I wanted to plan. So they did like a virtual one. And then it was the mom's plan. Like, they had a few because the other people wanted to plan it. So they didn't want to miss out on their like chance to
please tell
to
me
throw
you're
a party.
So you're not on my side on this?
I don't think so, because I don't think you're doing it because you need the stuff. It's just a celebration. Yeah. Just like you don't have a birthday party because you need gift cards. That's just people end up bringing them.
But at a birthday, like I don't go to Babies R Us and register. But like you do, it's like you go shopping and tell people, get me this. I don't like that. Like my ex-wife and I chose to have a baby and we were like, we can do this. So we just did it.
And it's kind of, I'm kind of on Slacker side, because also with weddings, you have a registry and it's like, if you're combining your lives, you should have
figured it out,
thought this through. Like, and yes, the wedding is not necessarily for the bride and groom. It's for everyone. So, right.
But I think the only reason that the registry is there is because people feel weird about giving cash. If it was like, let's just get rid of all of it, everyone just give us cash and we'll buy whatever we want. Because you got to give them a gift.
Yeah.
That's etiquette.
Why?
Because it's etiquette. It's just, if you go to a wedding.
Who made that etiquette? Like,
hold on. With the wedding.
Yeah.
I will be spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. On a wedding that you get to come and enjoy.
Right.
So I do think you should give gifts.
But
wedding.
I didn't make you do that.
Then you don't have to come.
You don't show up empty-handed. You go to a dinner party. I know you don't do that.
I absolutely do not.
Here's the thing.
You didn't have to invite me over.
Erica is saying she's spending thousands and thousands and thousands.
And thousands.
I'm just going to bring cash because...
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I think if we made that more acceptable, I think then the registry would go away. Because
like for babies, too.
Totally.
I think. Because people feel weird.
I don't think I owe you anything
it.
For your baby. But you have me nailed. Like, I will absolutely bring a gift. No matter what. Even if I come, if Erica and her fiance invited me over, if I just stopped by for a second to like pick them up on our way to something, I would bring a bottle. I would bring something. I just
pick us up.
Like pretend we're using my robot car to go to something fun.
Right.
Okay. I would bring, like, if I'm walking inside your house, I'm going to bring you something. But as soon as you go, before you swing by, I've registered at Applejack Wine and Spirits. I'm like, no, I don't like that. I choose. I get to choose if I want to be nice to you. If you tell me I have to be nice and tell me how to be nice, then I don't want to do it.
Oh,
is that weird?
Oh my gosh.
No, that makes sense. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. But I don't know. The grandmas, it feels like they don't have any of that stuff. They got rid of all of it. So how is it? There needs to be a kid-friendly place. The parents are supposed to pack up everything every time. What about the kids, like the grandparents who watch the kids every day after school? It's a lot of lugging.
If you want to watch the kids, then go buy the things for the plugs.
Or I'm saying the kids are getting gifts for their birthdays, for the baby shower, for like, take some of that, bring it over to grandma and grandpa's.
And leave it there.
Yeah.
I would like to just do this. I believe Aaron and I are on the same page. Down with showers.
Mm-hmm.
T-Hack and Erica are on a different page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pick a side. Shower or no shower at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.